Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. He reports on all the scams and spams going around. Steve, good morning. Let's talk first about how you can protect your personal information.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me today as well. I appreciate it. Yes, privacy, data privacy is so important on the internet. And I think everybody shares too much information out there, including your social media post, you know, your age or your school that you graduated from, whatever it may be, is really share with care because these cyber attacks are happening so often and they're getting access to your computer. And then in your computer, you have all your banking information, your travel arrangements and everything like that. So it's important that you keep up to date on your security measures on your computer, but also, you know, sharing information is of vital importance. Only share with people you know, and you manage your privacy settings. I think people don't realize that, Bob, is every time you sign up with a site, whether it be your social media site or any other type of site, you want to look at the privacy settings. Usually they're set pretty low by the company when you start, so you got to increase it to the highest possible threshold you can for your privacy protection. And especially if it's your children online, you want to make sure that you're going through their privacy settings with that particular software or vendor and make sure it's high as possible, and because they're not set that high when they first come out.
We talk about identity theft a lot. What are some other things you can do, especially to reduce your risk of identity theft?
Well, identity theft is still the fastest growing white collar crime today, Bob, and it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So I think, you know, people have to be aware of that, cognizant about identity theft and how damaging it could be if you get involved with it. So protecting your information as much as possible, that is the key to it, is not giving out your information to a scammer or a stranger, whoever it may be. You know, the FTC said that, you know, they reported 5.8 million reports of identity theft in 2021, and a number is expected to be much higher in 2022. Protecting yourself, and that you eventually it will happen to you. So you got to try to mitigate it in some way. Check your credit report at least once a year. Bob, we ask consumers to do that, even if you're not a victim of identity theft, because that's the first way sometimes consumers find out they are a victim. So the website is annualcreditreport.com, and that's on the Better Business Bureau website as well. But that gives you information on your credit report. Pull it at least once a year, even on your children, because parents don't even realize that your child's ID could be stolen at any given time as well.
New marijuana dispensaries are popping up everywhere, and so are the cannabis scams, aren't there?
There are, Bob. There are a lot of fake organizations out there. I see there's a popularity with cannabis and obviously the, you know, the marijuana type organizations. So there are legitimate ones out there. They're top rated with dispensaries that operate legally. But unfortunately, there's the scammers who are trying to capitalize on the growing number of these, popularity with these organizations. So we're seeing a lot of fake shops, you know, pop up saying they have these great offers, buy one, get one free, you know, CDB. And what you end up doing sometimes not getting the item, or that you're stuck on a monthly subscription service where it's very hard to get out. So every month they send you something, and be careful of any CBD claims that, you know, say that they can help you with your help or guarantee to help you with your help medical condition, because nobody can guarantee that. And the FTC went after organizations recently claiming that. So be careful. You see the CBD claims of, you know, helping you and cure these diseases, because there's nobody can guarantee that. In the cannabis sites, there's a lot of great ones out there, like I said, Bob, but there's unfortunately some scammers who are taking advantage of the situation, creating websites that look like the real thing. So you got to do your due diligence, Bob.
I got an email the other day from somebody I know, and I've heard about these, but this is the first time I got one that basically said, "Sorry to bother you, but I need you to buy a gift card for my niece. I'm traveling. I'll pay you back." Are you seeing a lot of these kinds of emails now?
Yeah, Bob, we are seeing an increase in those emails, types of complaints at the Better Business Bureau, but they've been around for a while, and the reason they're around still, Bob, because they work. So basically, you're getting an email from a friend who's maybe in dire need or just can't get access to an account like what happened to the one that was sent to you, Bob. They always want you to do something quickly, Bob, is buy something, purchase a gift card or whatever it may be, and that's always mentioned as the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob, that 30-minute window. They want you to do something quickly, and this is even tied tied into the grandparent scam where they call you up in, you know, early morning hours saying I'm your grandson and it's a different voice, but I've been injured. I need money. Could you wire it to me right away? The key to this, Bob, on both situations or all situations, somebody asks for money or to do something or buy something, call that person directly on the landline. Don't assume that's them at all. Actually, even happened to the Better Business Bureau, the New York Better Business Bureau got an email from me asking to buy gift cards. So it's all over the internet. If anybody asks you to buy something or buy a gift card, call that person directly first.
Does the email get hacked? Like in the case of the one I got, it was from somebody I knew. Was their email hacked?
Yeah, their email has been hacked, and unfortunately, sometimes you don't know it's hacked until it's too late. You ever get an email from a friend, it's a really strange email. Well, that's because they've been hacked in some way. So just because you got an email from a friend doesn't make it accurate and legitimate, Bob.
More at BBB.org. Thank you, Steve. Have a good day.
You too, Bob. Thank you.